It's amazing how much one person can do for literacy in a town. And one of those very key people is with me. Georgina C. Perez is founder of Tu Libro, and she has a special invitation for our community. Welcome. It's good to see you here again.
Thank you. Thank you for the invitation and for allowing us to invite our community out to our second annual Chuco Libro Night, which is the 25th next Friday. And 6 p.m. at Café Mayapan. And we're going to have the Chicana Palabra, Poesía, and Música. And it is a fundraiser as well as a very entertaining evening. And what we do is we build libraries, like the library that we have at the Farm Worker Center and the library that we have at La Mujer Obrera, and libraries that we put directly into children's homes. And so the purpose of the evening is either book donations or monetary donations to continue with our literacy efforts.
Boy, both the forward-thinking and the backward-thinking person in me just love this whole thing, because the concept of promoting reading and literacy is so vitally important no matter how you do it. But the fact that you're doing it with libraries and real books appeals to that person in me that still loves to hold a book. How long has World Book Night been going on? Do you know?
I want to say since the 80s.
Dang, that yes. long. Okay.
And it's something, you know, very European. And, I learned about it 2 years ago when I started doing it Chuco style. And, you know, the whole thing behind World Book Night is pretty much the same philosophy that we're using here in El Paso. Getting books to kids who don't normally read, or maybe don't read something where they see themselves in a positive light, which is sorely needed in our community.
Well, you've just done a heck of a deed, in, or at least put your energy behind a major change that just took place in the state of Texas. Would you like to brag? I mean, tell us about that.
For several months, we have been diligently working.
When you say we,
it is a Libro Traficante and Más Texas, which is through many of the UT school systems here in Texas.
Okay.
We had plenty of people from Houston, San Antonio, Panamericana, Arlington. We had kids and people from all over the
state. So the statewide effort.
Statewide effort.
Okay.
We attempted to get this on the agenda in November, and the State Board of Education was not hearing us.
This being
the introduction and implementation of Mexican-American studies, cultural studies as a standalone course in Texas public education. And part of what we're asking for is that the cultural element, specifically in literature and history, social studies, also be implemented, not as a standalone course, in the regular 4x4 coursework. Because we know, because of data, because of studies, because of years and years of research and empirical analysis, that when students see themselves in a positive light in their learning, they become highly engaged. Their families become highly engaged, which is something that we sorely need here in El Paso. Our students deserve to see themselves in a positive light through literacy, through Tu Libro, through books in schools, through libraries at home, through media, through television, through radio. All students deserve that. And when that happens, our students are highly engaged, not only in schools, but also in their communities. Our community becomes highly engaged in our economy and the prosperous growth that we all need.
This is following really some of the breaking out of stereotypes that we have established for ourselves as a society over time in TV shows and movies and whatnot. And finally, a lot of those stereotypes are breaking away for all people of color, for women, for people with disabilities, for just all the variations we come in as human beings. So this is a really big step. And the vote came in, and it is a done deal.
The
so congratulations.
The vote came in at 12-2. And the way that the code and the amendment and Senate Bill 6 is written, local schools, local campuses have the authority to create the course, create the curriculum, purchase their own materials and resources without state oversight, develop courses.
Right.
So that could include women's studies. That could include LGBT studies. That could include anything that the school feels will develop and better the learning environment for the kids and for their families.
Oh, well, this is a perfect opportunity to turn out. That's next Friday at 6 p.m. at Café Mayapan, which is at 2000 Texas. If you haven't discovered Café Mayapan, perfect opportunity to go out. Do so. You can donate books or $10 into the pot for the funds go to Tu Libro?
They go directly to purchasing books that go into established libraries or libraries that we put into children's homes.
Excellent. And this is a nonprofit organization.
It's a completely nonprofit.
Totally nonprofit. All righty. So this is the Tu Libro second annual Chuco Libro Night. And what a great place to celebrate a major victory. My guest today, Georgina Perez, founder of Tu Libro and a real advocate for literacy. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.